cats and jugglers and clowns galore. Tightrope walkers, pony riders, elephants, and so much more.
Guess I got the idea right here in school. Felt like a fool when they called my name. Talking about the government and how it's arranged, divided in three like a circus.
Ring one, executive. Two is legislative, that's Congress. Ring three, judiciary. C is kinda like my circus, circus.
Step right up and visit ring number one. The show's just begun, meet the president. I'm here to see that the laws get done. The ringmaster of the government.
Hurry to ring number two. See what they do in the Congress. Passing laws and juggling bills. Oh, it's quite a thrill in the Congress.
Focus your attention on ring number three. The judiciary's in the spotlight. The courts take the laws and they tame the crimes. Balancing the wrongs with your rights.
No one heart can be more powerful than any other is. Each controls the other, you see. And that's what we call checks and balances.
Where everybody's act is part of the show. And no one's job is more important. The audience is kinda like the country, you know. Keeping an eye on their performance.
Ring one, executive. Two is legislative, that's Congress. Ring three, judiciary. C is kinda like my circus, my circus.
Gonna have a three-ring circus someday, but we'll say it's a fine one.
But until I get it, I'll do my thing with government. It's got
that's The Roots with Jazzy Fat Nasties from Schoolhouse Rocks the Vote right here on the Children's Hour, where we're learning about our justice system. You can see pictures and find links and more information at childrenshour.org. Look for this episode, What is Justice? Our guest is Maria Martinez Sanchez. She's the legal director at the ACLU New Mexico. A little later in the show, we're going to meet an appellate court justice with the tribal court system, another system of justice in the United States.
Does the president get to select Supreme Court judges that he wants?
The way it works is the president of the United States will select somebody that he or she nominates to the Senate of the United States. The Senate has to then vote on that person. And if that person gets 51 votes, then that person will become a United States Supreme Court justice. But then once that person is a judge, whether it's in a district court, a court of appeals, or the Supreme Court, which would be a justice, they're there for life under the federal system. So they don't have to run in an election. They don't have to retire at a certain age. They can stay there till the day they die if they want.
How do you get rid of a bad judge then if there's a bad judge?
If there's a really bad judge, there's a means of impeaching judges, kind of like there's a means of impeaching the president. Congress, when we're talking about the United States court system, could pass laws that says that judges can only serve X amount of years. So term limits, that could be one check on the judicial branch. They could say you have to follow this code of conduct, or here are the rules as judges. You're not allowed to accept gifts. You're not allowed to fraternize with people who are going to be arguing in front of you.
Can you talk about some of the ways that the judiciary has undone some of the terrible things that have happened in American history and corrected them and put us on the right path?
One case that's really relevant to students is the case of Brown versus Board of Education. Before that, it was perfectly fine for states to have schools that were separated based on race. That was perfectly fine until those laws were challenged in that case. And the judicial branch came down and said that, no, you can't separate students based on the color of their skin.
When a case like that gets decided that discrimination is illegal based on the color of somebody's skin in school, does that apply then everywhere? Like, did that Brown versus Board of Education then also mean that not just in schools, but then also in churches or also in stores and also everywhere else?
When you file a lawsuit, you're challenging a particular law. And so, no, the answer is no. It doesn't automatically mean that it extends to other areas of our life. And so, for example, after that law, it was still legal to disallow Black and white people from getting married. And so a separate case had to be brought. And that case was called Loving versus Virginia. And in that case, the state of Virginia disallowed interracial marriage, and it was challenged. And the court said, no, you cannot prohibit interracial marriage. And so, you know, those wins are kind of incremental.
Right, because the Loving decision did not then make gay marriage legal. So then another law had to come along that allowed that? Or was it a challenge to the law that permitted gay marriage?
Yeah, so Loving was decided in 1967. And it wasn't until 2015 that Obergefell versus Hodges, which is the case that guaranteed the right to marry to same-sex couples under our Constitution.
Wow, that's a lot of years.
Yeah.
One part of discrimination falls, but it doesn't necessarily mean it falls everywhere.
Correct.
Our guest today is Maria Martinez Sanchez. She is the legal director of the ACLU New Mexico. You're listening to the Children's Hour. We're learning about the judicial branch of government.
Hey, yo, yo, Mike.
Yo, what's up, Grillo B?
Hey, you know about your rights?
What's that?
Man, you know about your rights?
No, what rights? You mean like the turn signal?
No, man, like rights, the Bill of Rights.
Who's Bill?
You got social media, right?
Yeah.
All right, listen up. You can go on Twitter just to call your teacher stupid.
Okay.
That's your right. I ain't saying you should do it.
I'ma do it.
Don't be surprised if you sent to homeschooling.
Wait, what?
You can gripe, but you were being kind of rude.
Okay.
And you can protest. That's your right, too. You can go to the press because they have the right to write what they like, even though they should type truth. No libel. You can use a Bible or Quran shoot. You can even pray to Zeus to get you back in school.
Who's
you
that?
Can pray to any guy. Those are your First Amendment rights. Amendment number two is kind of tricky. You're walking through the city eating Skittles in a hood made by Diddy. And the dude thinks you up to no good, so he quickly bares his arms, not those limbs that would be on a grizzly. It's a gun aimed at a boy in a hood like you Ricky.
Ricky.
Hands up, don't shoot. The truth is you can own your own gun too. Brown, white, or black, anybody can be strapped. So long as it's legal, the NRA loves that. Amendment number three says you don't have to be like Uncle Tom letting troops all in his home or his cabin. Soldiers chilling next to mom, man, that ain't happening.
Nope.
It ain't going down. You tell that tyrant George, I'ma stand my ground. You can protest day and night.
Why?
The Bill of Rights. Plead the fifth, keep quiet.
Why?
The Bill of Rights. Police try to search the whip. What you say?
I got my rights.
Why?
The Bill of Rights.
This is what I like.
Hey, these give me my rights.
Hey, Amendment 1 through 9.
Plus 10.
The Bill of Rights. This is what I like.
These give me my rights.
Amendment 1 through 9.
Plus 10.
The Bill of Rights. You're riding through the town, windows down,
like
music
that.
Bumping, sounding nice. You hear the sound of flashing lights. To the right, you pull the car over. On your window is a cop and his dog Rover asking you to search your car.
That's illegal search and seizure.
Yep.
You can't look or take unless you have a reason. And you tell the judge or he believes you.
Right.
Amendment 5.
Have you ever wondered why Garen Wilson wasn't charged with murder? He was never tried because a grand jury didn't find enough evidence to prove the crime. You have the same right. You can't be fined unless a jury says you did it and they're proven innocent. You can't be tried for that same crime
twice.
That's double jeopardy.
Number six, stay sad if you get arrested. The government can't keep you in jail indefinitely. And your jury has to be ordinary people.
That's what your alleged sings.
And if you ever in the station with the cops standing over, tell me name and one word.
Lawyer.
You can protest day and night.
Why?
The Bill of Rights. Plead the fifth, keep quiet.
Why?
The Bill of Rights. Police try to search the whip. What you say?
I got my rights.
Why?
The Bill of Rights.
This is what I like.
Hey, these give me my rights.
Hey, Amendment 1 through 9.
Plus 10.
The Bill of Rights. This is what I like.
These give me my rights.
Amendment 1 through 9.
Plus 10.
The Bill of Rights.
Okay, Grill B, I think I get it.
You do?
Number 7 says you get a jury even if the trial is civic.
You mean civil?
Yeah, that's what I meant. Trust between people about getting back money spent.
Or paying full damages.
So I should sue my brother when he takes my stuff and he breaks it. Number 8, I love this. Why? Because it is the government can't punish with cruel or unusual punishment. Does that mean my mom too?
No.
Cause when she can't find a belt, she hits me with her shoe.
Mine too.
And teachers break this amendment all the time.
Okay.
We forget our homework and we write 1,000 lines. 100,000 bail for a simple petty crime. That's called excessive fines. Number 9 says my rights have been retained. Just because it's not written don't mean that I don't get them.
Nope.
Don't lie to me, and the Bill of Rights is not written, but I still got privacy.
You.
Number 10 states what's not given to Congress or reserved for the states.
Uh-huh.
Make no mistake, I know my rights, so you never catch me slipping like I'm wearing ice skates. Hey.
You can protest day and night.
Why?
The Bill of Rights. Plead the fifth, keep quiet.
Why?
The Bill of Rights. Police try to search the whip. What you say?
I got my rights.
Why?
The Bill of Rights.
This is what I like.
Hey, these give me my rights.
Hey, Amendment 1 through 9.
Plus 10.
The Bill of Rights. This is what I like.
These give me my rights.
Amendment 1 through 9.
Plus 10.
The Bill of Rights.
That's Griot B featuring Young Mike from a release called Schoolyard Rap. You're listening to the Children's Hour. Today on the show, we're thinking about what is justice. And helping us understand our judicial branch of government is Maria Martinez Sanchez from the ACLU New Mexico. Let's go over to Illy.
What does the ACLU do?
The ACLU is the American Civil Liberties Union. Our primary role is to protect the civil and constitutional rights of people in our country. That can be your right to freedom of speech, to be able to protest. It can mean fighting for people's rights against discrimination. It can also be fighting for people's right to vote. So there's a long history that the ACLU has in protecting people's rights on a wide spectrum of issues. That's just some of them. I work in the legal department, and so we are lawyers that typically the way we use our legal skills is by filing lawsuits in court.
What exactly are some things that the ACLU are doing today?
So right now, we're being called upon a lot to provide assistance to immigrant communities, to be honest, on what their rights are, because the executive branch, the president, has announced that one of his main priorities is to mass deport people.
That means making people leave the country who are already here. And so you can defend people even though they're not American citizens?
Definitely. And that's one of the beautiful things about our Constitution is that it protects people regardless of your immigration status. So if you are on United States soil, you're still protected by the Constitution, even if you might not have legal status here.
We've got a lot of links posted at childrenshour.org where you can learn a lot more about what the judicial branch of government is and does. Maria Martinez Sanchez, thank you so much for being with us on the Children's Hour.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. It was fun.
If you don't remember anything else, I want you to remember this. Repeat after me. You can never go wrong.
Choose.
Don't play with your karma. You could win or you'll lose.
Choose right. us with opportunities. But here we are sending this message to let you know you're not alone.
That's DJ Willie Wow right here on the Children's Hour, where we're learning about what is justice. We've learned about the federal judiciary, the part of justice that's written into our Constitution of the United States. Our next guest is going to be explaining to us another system of justice in the United States. It comes from Indigenous America. Stick with us as we learn about the tribal court system with Chief Justice of Isleta Pueblo's Appellate Courts, Rosanna Toya. Find a playlist and so much more information at childrenshour.org. Look for this episode, What is Justice?
You're listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio. We'll be right back.
Many thanks to the Outpost Performance Space for hosting the Children's Hour. The Children's Hour is supported by United Way of North Central New Mexico. Support for the Children's Hour provided by New Mexico Arts, a division of the New Mexico Department of Cultural Affairs, and by the National Endowment for the Arts. Support for the Children's Hour provided by the City of Albuquerque Cultural Services Department and the Urban Enhancement Trust Fund. The Children's Hour can take your unwanted vehicle and turn it into Kids Public Radio. Learn more at childrenshour.org.
I like all of the podcasts because they help me learn a lot. I'm Brooklyn Elder from Albuquerque.
Find hundreds of educational podcasts at childrenshour.org or anywhere you listen to podcasts. Look for the Children's Hour.